can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air simply by going to freetalklive.com and submitting different show prep suggestions. Other listeners will then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestions, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. We are certainly willing to take your calls about anything in the meantime. We'll talk about other stuff, like what's happening up here in New Hampshire. Of course, the three of us are all members of the Free State Project. We picked up our lives and made the move, in our case, across the country, to come here to New Hampshire and get active for liberty. And one of the things we found in the process of being around the largest liberty movement that of its kind, I mean, there's nothing else like this out there in the world. People who love freedom coming from around the country and around the world to gather here in New Hampshire and to get active for liberty. And that that large number of activists is unprecedented. I mean, across the country, there are thousands of people that love freedom enough to get active, but they're distributed. They're dispersed all over the place. So in any given area, there's maybe only 4, 10, 12 people that actually believe in liberty enough to do something about it. And that usually ends up meaning they just go and meet once in a while and have some dinner and talk about freedom.
Right. There's a synergy to it. When you get people that are willing to do stuff around people that are willing to do stuff, then you'll find that they, you know,
stuff
they
happens.
All do more, yeah. And things happen. And then people that would not have necessarily done something where they are move here. They get excited. The local populace, yeah, gets excited, and more things are happening for liberty all the time.
Oh, sorry, Dale. I'm sorry. Let me try to turn your mic on.
That's what I'm really enjoying is seeing local people getting caught up in the movement. And a lot of them in Keene, especially.
Right, and a lot of the locals end up being some of the best activists. At least that's been my observation, because they're more established. They've got their ties are already here, and it's just easier for them to get out and do more. So it's really, the synergy has been great, and there have been so much that has been spawned from all these liberty activists coming here, new organizations within the system, inside the system, doing stuff, a tremendous level of civil disobedience, stuff that has been absolutely unprecedented before in the liberty movement. Before New Hampshire, before the Free State Project, can anybody tell me of any significant instances of civil disobedience from a pro-liberty perspective? I mean, within the liberty movement, I understand that you could say that, Rosa Parks, that was pro-liberty and that they wanted to be free from the oppressive Jim Crow laws, etc. But, I mean, of today's modern era liberty movement, is there anything that came before New Hampshire's? I certainly
haven't
heard of it that much.
It was hearing about some of the bolder acts of civil disobedience that got me off my butt and
that were happening here,
up here. Yeah.
Me too.
That's what really made me, got a fire under my butt to move.
Yes. And that's the truth for me as well. And so the real question is, how many other people have had that fire lit and are on their way up, like as we speak?
Now, I think you could make the argument that the civil rights activism of the 60s and the activism of Gandhi in India were pro-liberty activism from a point of view.
That's what I was saying, yeah. Of this generation, kind of within the last 30 years.
Yeah, they just, those people tended to be people that, saw the world from a more socialistic standpoint. So the results of their activism, even though it was for liberty, ended up being, in a lot of cases, more government.
I'd say it's like they were onto something, Certainly the Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, they had a great vision, and they were implementing that vision, but they didn't have really, I think, and of course, this is my opinion, this is all I can do, is a really consistent view of the fair treatment of people, which would involve acknowledging everyone's rights, and that means rejecting these monopoly forms of government. And then there was the failure to acknowledge that all those problems that were real, that they were addressing, and that they addressed very well with civil disobedience and with that entire movement, was they failed to acknowledge the root of the problem, which came down to these violent governments.
So you've got all this stuff going on now, and of course the media creation as well. There's radio, there's TV, there's newsprint, there's blogs, lots of different ways to get the word out about freedom also happening here that's drawing more folks. So as people get here, well, what we've ended up finding out is that some of them don't get along so well, right? Because you get hundreds of people together, it's inevitable that not all of them are going to appreciate one another. That's just human beings being human beings. And so one of the kind of the negative sides of this has been this supposed schism, where certain people who have a real take a real offense to an activism style, specifically, say, the political types that are just strictly inside the system, political types that are offended by the fact that people would do civil disobedience. They're offended that not everybody wants to do the exact same.
They may not like the way you're doing it.
So they critique you, and nonetheless, there is this supposed schism, but I think it's only between a few people. But unfortunately, some of those people I have respect for, it's difficult for me because we've got a gentleman named Dennis who calls this show from time to time, and he works with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And I've never said anything bad about the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, have I, Mark? I mean, you've been sitting here with me the whole time, right?
I can't remember anything like that.
No. And recently I've talked about the political people having success. Back a couple of years ago, I was pretty skeptical about politics, and I said, you're just going to have to prove it to me, Dennis. And so they proved it. They proved that the political system here in New Hampshire, as slow and as arduous and as inefficient as it might be, has actually had a rollback. They had the knife legislation repeal. The knife legislation went through that made it so that all knives are legal to carry in New Hampshire, and I see that as a major success story. So I've touted that, given whatever opportunity I could to tout it. And we let Dennis, you know, Dennis calls in. We let him talk about all the political things that are happening. And
should we encourage him to call in?
Right. I've been nothing more than encouraging toward him. But yet, like a year ago, he pulled FreeKeen.com down from his website. He's got this site called Free State Blogs that aggregates different blog sites from around New Hampshire.
I think I got pulled maybe even earlier than that.
I bet you did.
I know Anarchy in Your Head used to be on it. And I don't know when it got pulled. It was just sort of like... I guess, you know, it just did.
Just unceremoniously pulled. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he gave me a heads up that he was doing it, or I saw somewhere that it was happening. But that's fine. You know, you've got your blog. You can have whatever you want on it. That didn't bother me at all. But this one bothers me a little bit. There's a guest blog by Ziggy. And the guest blog was posted by Dennis. So Ziggy sent this to Dennis. Now, Ziggy doesn't live in New Hampshire. Ziggy lives in the United Kingdom, and he's a previous caller to this program. So my point here being that Dennis posted this. He saw this post from Ziggy and said, I want to post this to my blog. It's called...
Well, all you have to do apparently is agree with Dennis, and then you'll get on his blog.
Isn't that how people are, though? I mean...
Yeah, This is
an example of where the schism really is. The schism is in the minds of the most political folks who are offended by the fact that people aren't doing politics. There are people, I think, on the other side who don't like the political action, but they don't get on their blogs and bitch and moan about it.
Let me address that, too, because, you know, I have made... what I believe to be constructive criticism of certain acts of like civil disobedience or just certain protests or certain activities. You know, I've said I'm not a big fan of the bullhorn being used excessively and things like that. And I've expressed what I think is constructive criticism. I express my opinion, and you know, people go ahead and do it anyway. And I kind of realize they probably would, and then I let it go. So it's important to understand that you can believe that something isn't effective. You can express your opinion that it's not effective. And here I am, the ambassador of the schism, saying, yeah, I've done that. I didn't think we should have had a bullhorn and a 420 protest just like all the other days on the day of the Pumpkin Festival. And that was just an opinion. And I expressed the opinion. I didn't think we should do it. And then people said people did it anyway. I still showed up and filmed it and went ahead with things. And the point is, I didn't act like the sky was falling because I didn't get my way. You know, yeah. I had an opinion. I disagreed with people. I did not endlessly whine and rant and act like the sky is going to fall because I didn't get my way.
And you still had dinner with him later on, right? I mean, you still
I blogged it. I filmed it. I videoed it. Yeah.
There's different points in why one would make more noise if one's a politico. If you're a politico, maybe you want to create relationships with other people who are in the political process, and separating yourself from the outside the system activists can be beneficial.
Yeah, fine. So they're the ones that want to separate themselves. I'm not interested in separating myself from them. I'm willing to help them. I'm willing to work with them. But it's they who are wanting to separate. The title of this story is The Free Keen Cult. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamily today.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 800-259-9231, and you can enjoy the features on our website for free, like our webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you will see us and hear us in what I would say is fairly decent quality, and it's all free. And our chat room is there, too, so you can interact with other listeners at the same time as you watch and listen to the show. Head on over to cam.freetalklive.com. It is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
That's right. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there at up to 99% off of list price. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to talk about the cult of Freekeen, what I would say is a very divisive post that was made here on a local blog, as we're talking about the activism movement here in New Hampshire, where certain people just don't apparently want to get along with one another. We'll go first, though, to your calls. Nick is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick. Nick in California, going once. Nick in California, going twice. All right, 800-259-9231. In that case, we will talk about the cult of Freekeen.
I say we're not a cult, by the way, but we do have naked dark rituals around a campfire at my house.
Yeah, I've been
there.
Other
than that, we're not a cult.
So Ziggy, who has called the show many times in the past, although it's rare that we hear from him these days. This is the same guy who I guess was a libertarian and then decided he wasn't a libertarian and then decided he was a libertarian again. And so
and from that post, you can tell he's a statist.
Well, I think that he gets on his blog and he writes what's on his mind at the time. And I can totally see how somebody, you know, are you a libertarian?
I don't know if I would use that term anymore. Voluntarist.
But you were one once,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
So, I mean, you know, so people can move through the sort of the strata deciding what they are and what they aren't, right?
Right. Well, I guess, okay, once you come to the understanding that you shouldn't be using aggressive force against somebody else, against peaceful people, I don't think you can come back from that. I mean, maybe it's possible. Right. He never got to that point. Exactly. So, anyway, let's get to this here from freestateblogs.net. A few months ago, when the Free State Project reached 10,000 signers, I wrote...
You've got to do it with a Cockney accent.
You want to do it then?
No, I sound like I'm from Australia.
Okay. I wrote a piece saying that it's only inevitable that the more the number participating in the Free State Project, the greater the interpretations of libertarians that will be advocated, and there will be some who will be unhappy with that. There already seems to be something of a rift within the Free State Project between those libertarians who campaign within the political system and those who campaign by undertaking civil disobedience. And again, I think that rift really doesn't exist significantly beyond maybe a handful of folks. But I could be wrong about that. Typically, those who work within the political system are the constitutional libertarian persuasion, and typically those who undertake civil disobedience tend to be those of the anarchist persuasion.
And I don't know that I entirely agree with that one either. I mean, I think that people that undertake the outside the system stuff do tend to be folks that might call themselves anarchists. But by no means would I say that most of the anarchists in Keene or in the state of New Hampshire are undertaking civil disobedience exclusively. I wouldn't say that most of the Free Staters, I wouldn't say most of the libertarians that are undertaking political stuff are constitutionalists. I think there's a lot of things going on here. I think that there are very few people that are doing exclusively civil disobedience and outside the system activism, and I think that the riff is, if there's a riff, there's a few people that a few other people wish would tone it down.
But it's making those few people are making a lot of hullabaloo about it.
I can see the value in doing it.
Bigger.
You're gonna see more of this as you read more of this article. But what I was saying when I said, you know, if you get, as long as you agree with it as you can get on his blog, what I mean by that is this is just so horrendously horribly written. In terms of just being so full of grammar errors,
yeah,
and just so sloppy. I almost wonder if he just put a little effort into it, he might could have caught all, you know, just made it a lot cleaner post.
I think
but
he just cut and pasted it.
It's not necessarily like a really meaningful opinion. You know, it's, okay, here's someone who agrees with me. I'm going to give them space on my blog. They don't write well. They're not very convincing. It's full of grammar errors, but I'm going to give them space on my blog because they agree with me. And it just reeks of desperation. I'm sorry.
And I hear you making excuses for them, Mark, for the people that are doing this, people like Dennis that are actively attacking people who have been allies in the past. And I have no bad blood toward Dennis. I saw him at the local the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I said hi to him, and like I say, I let him on the air here to talk about the political things that are going on. I've praised some of the political things, and this is how I'm rewarded, by an attack piece on his blog. I mean, the gentleman earlier attacked Matt Simon attacked the political activists for doing, or excuse me, attacked the civil disobedience folks for doing the 420 celebrations. He understood later on that that was a bad move because a lot of people who were kind of had their feet in both camps who maybe support the civil disobedience but don't do it themselves. Like, there's a lot of people out there who do politics, but they like the fact that civil disobedience is being done, and so they support it, that were upset by the, this kind of harsh tone, this angry tone that that people like Dennis are taking towards the other side of the movement. It's unnecessary.
But they there's the
if you want to impress the politicos, just do what they want you to do and go and you know lick them or whatever it is that you do to impress the politicos.
I don't know that that's entirely. I don't
know their boots.
It's the seen and the unseen, right? What Matt Simon saw was he ostracized the outside the system activists and he saw the reaction to that ostracism. What he didn't see was how much favor he may or may not have. And I don't know. I'm not claiming to have known.
Yeah, you can't
curried
know this.
With those in Concord who make the decisions.
See, this is where
on whether
you,
or not medical marijuana and I mean
why would they be reading the Free Staters blogs? It seems very unlikely that these politicos in Concord they're trying to impress would in any way be following the internal mechanisms and the goings on of this movement. Doesn't that seem pretty
unlikely? I don't know. I mean people I don't know. Honestly, I mean, the NHLA Dennis was touting an article where the NHLA is getting the attention of some I guess fairly high profile politicians that at least wanted to show up and be heard at the NHLA, some NHLA event.
That's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And so maybe they are. I don't know.
Well, right.
Maybe
they're reading. When I posted my one post regarding parking tickets here in Keene, mm-hmm. I had a guest post on Free Keene because I am not a full-time blogger there.
Right.
I got two emails the next day from local politicos. I know these people are reading the blog. You're wrong when you say they're not.
I just think it's sad, Mark. So basically what you're saying is you think it's okay for these people who in the past have relied on the assistance of people who are maybe more favored.
I think you're taking it too seriously. I would beat up your straw man to get whatever it is that I need to get from the political side, and you ought to smile and take it because what I'm going to get is more freedom.
I ought to smile and just let you make false accusations and libel against my friends.
What libel and false accusations?
That we're a cult? How about that?
Well, that particular comment is it's
that's
hyperbolic.
What you're
is
supporting.
That, actually, though, the freaking cult is that Dennis's label of this email.
I believe that that's
I think that's Ziggy's.
That's Ziggy's.
But he's putting it on his blog.
Yeah, yeah,
he's featuring it on his blog. And you're not defending this, or are you defending this? Mark?
I'm defending what of it is accurate and not defending what is not accurate. That's all.
Okay, so you wouldn't defend name-calling, then?
I don't think name-calling necessarily is going to be the... No, I don't think it's the highest form of conversation here, and I don't think that...
So you're just saying that you think that they should come out publicly against what is what they disagree with?
If they feel it's beneficial.
1-800-259-9231.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water. water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join Dale on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. You get some great liberty-oriented cartoons as well as the occasional blog post and video. Head over to anarchyinyourhead.com and enjoy that. Also, our website, freetalklive.com. And we've got a lot of features there that are completely free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can go back years for free in our archive section at freetalklive.com. We're talking about certain activists up here in the liberty movement that are on the attack against activism that they disagree with. It's one thing to disagree with activists that are your brethren that supposedly hold similar values as you. It's one thing to pleasantly disagree with it. And, Mark, you're saying you support that, and I do. You know, that's fine. You're welcome to air your grievances and disagreements. But to attack the character, to attack the people that are involved personally in the other side of the movement, I think is kind of sad. And you don't support that, do you, Mark?
I don't see any value in it.
Okay.
Particularly.
So even if it gets you ahead with the people you're trying to impress in Concord?
Well, it depends on how much it would get you ahead.
I see. So you're willing to completely sacrifice any kind of meaningful relationships you might have had with other activists that are at the same level as you in order to kiss the boot of a politician?
What is an activist at the same level?
Like, they're not a politician, right? They're not above you like the your masters in politics.
I don't know that the politicians are above or behind.
I think you're dodging my question.
I think, look, man, if I had to...
How many of your friends are you willing to kick to the curb in order to impress a politician?
9.
You're a jerk. Anyway, we're going to continue here with freestateblogs.net, the Free Keen Cult.
Do you think that this is just an act? I don't get that impression, that this is just an act that Dennis does to to stay in the good light of politicians. I mean, I'm sure he is. He's definitely interested in staying.
I'm sure he's thoroughly annoyed by some of the activism that goes on, and I have been too. I think that he has the luxury of being able to cast aspersions from afar. I do not have that. Mm-hmm. The people that have done much of this activism are my friends. So it's a difficult scenario for me.
Well, those people were his friends. I mean, I've always considered myself a friend of
Dennis. But they're friends from afar. You understand the difference between a friend who is geographically close?
Yeah.
I go about my daily life dealing with these people, and I may or may not agree with every bit of activism that they do, but I see them and I talk to them.
Maybe it's just my take, but I don't see you being Chicken Little like Dennis about it. Like, I don't see you being as melodramatic about it as Dennis.
What, like the sky is falling, we're going to lose liberty based on...
I mean, sure, you've expressed opinions about disagreeing with something or something not effective or even counterproductive. I've done the same thing. I've expressed opinions, but I don't run around the sky's falling.
I'm trying to look at it as objectively as I possibly can. I want to know if civil disobedience is the single best way to find change towards liberty, and I don't believe it is. I'd like to be able to analytically sit from the sidelines and say, you know, that's true, and then heck, I might go about doing some of it. And the best, it seems to me, the best example of there are several successes that I can see regarding civil disobedience here in New Hampshire being done from a freedom standpoint. But what I see is that, say marijuana activism has not adversely affected marijuana freedom, being pushed through the legislature. There is right now in one of their committees, they're studying legalization or something darn
true.
A high level of decriminalization. I guess I shouldn't have said legalization.
And that's despite having a 420 celebration on the courts or the House steps.
So many people howled about. Right. I did not participate in the 420 celebration. I didn't go to them
event.
When one of my political friends said that they felt that it was adversely affecting their particular type.
That's one of the things.
I love that that event happened, that they had people posted watching the event in case anything erupted, like any kind of craziness erupted or whatever, and nothing did. And so I think it was one of these things where we like, oh, wow, we made a big false alarm over nothing, and now we realize that, in fact, these are peaceful people and that, you know, this was uncalled for.
I'll tell you what, we'll get back to this here in a moment. We'll continue the Free Keen cult discussion. But first, we go to Tony listening to the TJ Network in Jackson, Tennessee. Hello, Tony.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You're on a good topic right there, but I've got two topics, but I want to touch on the topic. You're talking about legalization of marijuana.
Sure.
Of course, we know the drug cartel is getting marijuana across into the Arizona border and into California, and it's making its way down Interstate 40 through Jackson and places like that, Jackson, Tennessee. But what a lot of folks are missing out on is the tax revenue that would actually be generated through the sale of marijuana if it was legalized. And also, it would free up our court dockets for little minor cases of someone having maybe like a quarter bag of weed or something on them.
I think a lot of people realize that than you think and just don't care.
I know, but an older generation should realize that if it is legalized, that everyone will benefit from the tax revenue from marijuana.
Well, I don't know how much anyone benefits from tax revenue. I mean, it's sort of mitigable. I think that people
bureaucrats do.
I think that people would actually benefit more if marijuana was decriminalized to the point that you could, you know, just possess it and not pay any taxes on it at all. However, I think that the path to marijuana legalization in this country is probably going to travel through sin tax land.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, Tony, in that the politicians will likely find what you're saying to be very persuasive. I, on the other hand, could not in any way support taxing anything, so I would just rather see full decrim where people can just grow and sell and not have to worry about paying some government bureaucrat.
That is a good way to look at it, too, right there. But one thing else I want to touch on, and I know you guys may have other callers, but we've been having a problem in Milan, Tennessee, which is also known as Gibson, Tennessee. It's just right off of Interstate 40, just north of Interstate 40. The Milan Army Ammunition Plant is doing away with 700 jobs there so they can bring in and store uranium. And at one time, that place in Milan, Tennessee employed, over 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. We've lost so many jobs in this region, in Jackson, Tennessee, and in Milan and Humboldt, and those areas like the Henderson, Tennessee, Lexington, due to factories shutting down. due to the workforce going to Mexico in order to save a buck or two. That is, it is absolutely, it has killed our economy here.
Well, there's but, no, you don't have to point your finger any further than the federal government and the state governments.
State governments.
For creating regulations that make it difficult to do business here in this country, that make it so that business owners want to go somewhere else. If it weren't for the minimum wage and weren't for all the various different OSHA regulations and various local regulations, it would be possible to do that business here in America. But the government bureaucrats, in order to keep you safe, have basically kicked all the industry out of the, you know, the country that you're talking about.
It is terrible. It is terrible. Although it is, you know, the town Jackson and Milan and Humboldt, these areas, they are good towns to visit. Jackson is a good tourist town. It's just right off of Interstate 40. Runs right through. It's just 80 miles east of Memphis. But folks need to come here and visit, but we need to find some way to get jobs back into America. We need to start buying American products. Look on the boxes and look and see the UPC labels and see where the origin is.
That's only a patch. It's not really going to solve the problem. Because as the government people continue to increase regulations and controls, then more products will be outsourced. The real solution is to secede from the United States, so that way you don't have the federal government's controls and regulations and taxes on local business, and then to essentially eliminate as much of the local governments as you possibly can, to where people can actually be free again and the marketplace can actually function without having these government bureaucrats telling everybody what to do.
The federal government can get all its regulations and taxes off of these manufacturers. And
that's not
going to
happen, Mark.
I understand it's not. Secession is going to happen?
I'd say it's far more likely. I think secession is far more likely than the federal government to actually roll itself back. And I thank you, by the way, for the call tonight, Tony.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Appreciate hearing from you. What's more likely than the federal government rolling itself back? There's two things that are more likely. One, that it just implodes and goes away.
Yeah.
Or two, somebody secedes. And then
I think if it gets marginalized enough, but that's as it approaches implosion and it gets marginalized enough, then secession will become less and less of a pipe dream.
Yeah, be less scary.
Right, there's less to leave. I think that by implosion, what I believe is going to happen is that the federal government is going to devalue the dollar and mortgage the futures of our great-grandchildren, because at this point they've already mortgaged the futures of our children and our grandchildren, so they really don't have much left to mortgage.
We've got more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Still going to talk about the Free Keen cult and your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. You got to do the shopping anyway. You might as well do it through Amazon, get it delivered to your door, and get what you're looking for at a great price. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping there. We get a cut as we continue here. All right, let's get into this thing, this Freaking cult, an attack piece, a hit piece from within the movement by somebody that I like personally, and I think it's unfortunate that he is taking this path of self-destruction, of trying to destroy relationships that have been built over years in the movement, the activism movement here, the liberty movement. Anyway, it's by a guy named Ziggy, but it's more importantly that it was posted by Dennis, who regularly calls this show, and we feature the things that he's doing up here, and then he attacks us like this. Because, Dale, you and I are both bloggers at freeking.com.
Well, you're perceiving it as an attack. It could very well be.
Yeah, calling our website a cult, I think, is pretty much an attack.
Maybe that's what he did. Maybe it's constructive criticism.
Maybe what, right, let's find out. What he's saying is, look, here's what other people around the world are saying. This is what you're showing the world.
What one lunatic in the UK is apparently saying. So anyway, we continue here. The rift he's talking about between the politicos and the civil disobedience crowd often seems to be about the tactics of each group. For instance, those who work within the political system will often bemoan that when anarchists undertake civil disobedience on some issues, they're often creating a backlash against the Free State Project as a whole. I'm pretty sure that a good number of those 10,000 who've signed up to the Free State Project and pledged to move to New Hampshire to campaign for libertarian ideals, in fact, have no intention whatsoever of moving to New Hampshire. Though I might reckon that a majority of those who have signed up to move to New Hampshire to campaign for libertarian ideals, in fact, won't. I'm sure the number of Free State Project participants will increase, and therefore, logically, there won't be as greater homogenization of liberty principle, because logically, the greater the number, the greater the number of different interpretations. Some might think it's a good thing to have greater pluralism within the libertarian community. Unfortunately, there are participants of the Free State Project who detest the Big Ten approach to libertarianism and want libertarianism to be a very rigid concept, Ian Freeman is a Free State Project participant. He is the main host of U.S. radio talk show Free Talk Live. And
I think he's right here. You do have a very rigid interpretation of what a libertarian is. I mean, you've pulled my libertarian card more times than I can count.
Yeah,
on
and
this
the Big
show.
Ten approach doesn't work. It's been shown over and over again that it doesn't work. It was proven.
So it's just true what he's saying, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The Big Ten approach does not work when it comes to liberty, because if you want people to understand what liberty is, you have to keep your message consistent.
I'll be halfway there. I'll actually go halfway to meeting with what Ziggy says.
You can't be halfway.
And I'm glad to have him. I'm glad to have him here, because I think that, you know, in Dennis, for instance, I even said I'm glad he's got people excited about the NHLA, because a lot of those people, you know, in my opinion, even though I'm not a big fan of the politics, a lot of those people are going to get disillusioned when they have big expectations that get dashed, and do a whole lot of work and they get a little bone thrown to them here and there. Some of them will get disillusioned and become anti-statists. And so he's doing good work, even from a point of view and my point of view of doing something that is not for me. It's not going to be for me, but it is for some other people, and I can still see some good coming out of it.
Right. I'm not saying exclude people from being active or doing things that are positive to liberty. I will work with anybody that is willing to work for freedom. So I'll work with the socialists if they're trying to repeal the war on drugs, and I'll work with the conservatives if they're trying to roll back a tax or whatever. I have no problem with that. But don't tell me you're a libertarian, or don't tell me you love liberty when you're advocating to keep gay people apart, or you're advocating to, you know, restrict the border or whatever. I'm sorry, you do not love liberty. You do not understand what liberty is. You may have this fantasy that you love liberty. You may believe that you, but what you really love is yourself, and you love the idea of you being free, but you don't like the idea of those other people being free. And letting those people into the Libertarian Party, for instance, we've seen that the Big Ten approach has failed for them. They tried the Big Ten approach with the Bob Barr campaign in 2008.
But the Libertarian Party is an organization, whereas the Free State Project
is not. That's the only place where
really.
A Big Ten really applies, is within an organization.
The Free State
right?
Project, almost by its definition, is sort of Big Ten, and that it's not telling people how to do things and how they should do it. It's just saying, you know, come here and...
Right, and I've never advocated that people not do what they want to do or anything like that, and the Free State Project...
Well, that's what gets me about this whole rift, is that... It doesn't need to be a rift just because some people only want to do a certain thing and not another thing. That's not a rift. Libertarianism, liberty lovers, the whole point of liberty is live and let live, is do what you want to do. If you don't like something, don't do it. And so I would say to someone, if you don't have any faith in various forms of out of the system activism, don't do it. Just don't.
And instead
just get your nose out of it.
Right.
You know, stop nagging. Stop trying to control people. Because you're not going to.
Sure. They'll just resent it.
You know, and I don't like the other side of things, but I just don't do it. I mean,
if you spent time bitching and moaning about what the other side was doing, you wouldn't be getting what you wanted done. Why not just focus on what's important to you?
And that's what gets me. I actually made that comment recently on a blog, on a forum, was Dennis, you know, take this energy, all this negative energy, you're worried about a few people who are not doing what you want them to do, and direct it at a massive number of receptive people out there who will be receptive to what you're trying to get people to do. And it's just not, you're wasting a massive amount of energy on something that's not, just not an efficient choice.
So Ziggy continues, Ian seems to think he's the arbitrator of what is and isn't libertarianism, and Ian believes libertarianism to be the non-initiation of force absolutely. Yeah, that's what libertarianism used to mean to me when I was involved in the Libertarian Party. I thought that's what it meant. I thought it meant that you did not support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That's what you sign when you join the Libertarian Party. Ended up being that it turned into this big tent thing where as long as you support smaller government, you're a libertarian. So I left the word libertarian, and now I like the term voluntarist. I think it's far more descriptive of what I believe, and I think that if you are a voluntarist, then yeah, you better adhere to that principle of not aggressing against peaceful people, because that's what it's all about. Anyway, smaller government, he says, isn't good enough for Ian because that still involves some coercive force, even for the greater good that force is justified.
Yeah, this is inaccurate. You do advocate smaller government over no government.
I'll take it.
sometimes
I don't advocate it.
Well, I mean, you would prefer it. You'll work towards it.
Less violence is a good thing, as far as I'm concerned. If you're a constitutional libertarian, or as I'm a geo-libertarian, to the likes of Ian, you're an evil authoritarian. No, I wouldn't say that. I would say you. I don't think there really are very many evil people in the world. I think most people that are doing evil are people that believe they're doing good.
I believe that's the definition.
Is that right, of evil?
And for me, like, that's what I'm coming to, that you would have to believe something is good to go after it with the vigor that it takes to really be an evil person.
I often pondered whether Ian suffers from Asperger's because, from what I can tell of Ian, he seems trapped in his own thinking and seems seriously unable to empathize as to views that differ from his own.
I pondered this, too.
Well, clearly I can empathize because I at one time held similar views.
I like
views.
Asperger's.
One of the... is that a sex joke? One of the complaints of Ian and his free keen followers from the, and now this is where it gets, into the cult stuff here. Free keen followers. No, I don't think that, I mean, besides people that might read the blog, I don't think we have any followers here. One person made a comment on the Free Keen forum that if this is a cult, we need to get more, rigorous here. We need to get people attending these meetings. And,
I'll become the leader of the cult if I can get, like, a harem of young men.
Nobody follows anybody here. Everybody just kind of leads their own thing, and some people jump on board with the stuff they agree with. There's nobody that is this charismatic leader, and it's certainly not me.
Do you think that people who perhaps maybe are outside the movement, whether they're geographically here in Keene or perhaps in around the state, might view it this way, though?
I couldn't tell you, Mark. I don't know what they think.
I can tell you that they do. I can tell you that local politicians tend to think that you lead these free
people. Well, they can think whatever
people.
The hell they want. I really don't care what they
probably,
think.
I think
but you're acting like you don't know that they think that. And you know they do.
I think that is a perception.
I think it's because I've got a microphone, and that's why. They also think that about Sam, and it's because he's got a video camera. So we're more visible, and that's why they see us that way.
You're busy,
probably,
too.
Probably,
if they take us out, if they put us in a jail cell, that's when they get to find out that, in point of fact, we weren't in charge of anything, and that these people just do their own.
It may take that.
They do their own
for
thing.
For them to figure it out.
I
think Mark's right. That's the perception.
Whatever. One of the complaints of the followers within the system activists is that the civil obedience he and his free keen followers undertake are disrespecting the wider community they live in. It's something of a necessity in the realm of campaigning and political social change that you learn the art of diplomacy and compromise, especially if you have to directly deal with those of differing views. See, we're disrespectful.
I'll compromise with people, but I won't compromise my principles.
You're being disrespectful by doing your civil disobedience. You should be respectful, put on a suit, and go and run for office. That's what he's
saying.
I won't
lie. I won't compromise my principles. I will try to compromise with people on a reasonable level.
I think that there can be disrespectful.
But I'm not going to do it for political change because I don't care about political change.
More coming up here at 800-259-9231. I think he's saying that all of it is disrespectful because you're not working with the community. You're not working within the system. It's a common complaint. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow road? I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson.